A little background, you know, Chad used to work for us. He worked here in the studio. He moved to L.A., wants to really, you know, make it in on YouTube, has built a studio in his apartment. That's what we're seeing
right
now. Does
it look a little familiar from your studio to mine?
I think that's awesome. Here's a guy who's actually in an apartment in L.A., and he's streaming live to the world on the internet.
Oh, my gosh. And, Chad, your whole thing is... You're Minecraft master. Again, I tell my kids they can't play Guitar Hero. I tell them they can't play Minecraft. And look, two guys who are making a living, you're making a living playing Minecraft. How does that work?
Well, you know, if you find something that you absolutely love and dedicate enough time to it and become a professional, there's people on the internet who want to watch that. And it's pretty amazing that a lot of entertainers like me can make a living off
wonderful.
The internet.
And they just want to hang out with you,
and
right?
not just YouTube, mm-hmm. by the way. Also Twitch.tv. In fact, yeah. I think that's mm-hmm. a big part of what you're doing is streaming on. This is a website where people watch other people play games. They're called Let's Play videos. And Chad's a big star. He won't admit it on Twitch.tv. Chad, you know what's interesting? Don't tell your kids not to play Minecraft, Becky, because haven't they added... computer programming lessons into Minecraft?
That is cool.
There's all sorts that you can do with Minecraft because at its base it's so simple, it's so approachable. So lots of teachers are using Minecraft to teach lessons, show ecosystems, and even do things like hardware wiring with the in-game redstone mechanic.
It's pretty amazing. It's Lego. It's Lego for the 21st
right.
century,
it is.
Really.
And, you know, mm-hmm. I was watching some of the Twitch videos that you do, and I guess what really makes it cool is watching you play, learning, but feeling like you're hanging out with you, and you're a fun guy to hang out with, and it's a way to connect. And I think what's really interesting is that all games do that in a way now that where they used to be so isolating. But, Chad, what we want to do is holiday right around the corner, coveted gaming gifts. Give us your best bets if you're buying for a gamer.
Well, here's a few ideas. First, you know, if you have a PC gamer in your house, someone who's always at the computer, a really cool gift is the Steam Controller. This is by Valve, and it comes in at $50. The cool thing about this controller is that each of these pads are actually mini touch pads. So you could use this in all sorts of different types of games. If a game requires a mouse, it's like a mouse pad that you would find on a laptop. If it requires a joystick, well, when you move your thumb to one side or the other, the gamepad adapts. You can even type on here with a virtual keyboard. Really, really nice. Comes in at $50, is wireless, will last for a very long time in terms of battery life. Really a really cool gift for the PC gamer in your life. Now, if you are an Xbox gamer and you maybe are thinking about switching over to the PC, the next gadget I have is this little wireless adapter. For a long time, if you were going to use your controller from your Xbox to your PC, it had to be an Xbox 360 controller. And that's kind of a bummer because there's some really cool upgrades that Xbox has added to the new Xbox One controller. So now with this new little dongle, you'll have wireless access between the controller and your computer. And this only works with Windows 10, but it is really nice that it works at all, and a welcome addition.
Chad, late night drinking game for GMA 4440. I was so hoping someone was going to say dongle.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you're in the right place.
Dude.
You're in the right place.
Nailed
for that.
It. Nailed
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I got the dongle right here. Yeah.
Oh,
new from Microsoft.
All right. What else you got next? And I hope it's got a dongle.
You know what? This is similar. It's called an Amiibo. This has been brought out by Nintendo, and they are super duper adorable. These little crafts can be used with video games that Nintendo has released. They're these figures that have little chips inside of them. So when you would take them out of the box, obviously, and then tap them on either a controller, this is the Wii U controller right here on this little symbol down in the corner, or you can do this on the mobile version as well. Different things will happen depending on which character you have and which game you're in. A lot of them, the character will be added to the game, or you might get special features. You might get special unlocks with these different characters. I have the blue Yoshi, the yarn Yoshi, and Mewtwo. Both of these were just released on the 13th, and I gotta say, this blue Yoshi has got to be the most adorable Aww. Little figure. This one will work with Mario Kart 8, which is a game that I play all the time, so I cannot wait to see what he unlocks.
This reminds me a little bit of the Disney Infinity characters. We're
going to
take a look at those in just
Disney.
A little bit. You won't believe the universe that they've created with this thing. And obviously Nintendo wants to get into that business as well.
Bring it into the real world. What else you got,
absolutely.
Chad? You got time for one more?
No problem. Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you're looking for the best game of the year, this is what most people want to know. What game should I get my kids? And my suggestion has got to be Fallout 4.
Yes!
Came out.
You're playing that now, right, Leo?
Love that game.
It's really fun. It's an RPG set in a post-apocalyptic world, and it's available for just about every single platform. So if you have to buy your kids one game, I want to suggest Fallout 4. It is rated inframature, but it is a ton of fun.
It's a huge world, and you're wandering around in it.
Hey,
Chad, so I'm sitting there. I've been playing it for 6 days since it came out. I'm at level 3. I come home, our 12-year-old, I go, what are you doing? He says, I'm at level 100.
What?
How long have you been playing? 3 hours.
At the level cap.
Yeah. He's at the level cap.
Oh.
So the kids are good at this stuff, aren't they, Chad?
Yeah, a little bit, you know. When you start working on your hand-eye coordination very early, kind of helps out in the video games.
I watch him do this stuff. I think, my God, I wish there were a job that you could use that for. Because he's like, and then you do this.
Oh. By the time he's a grown-up, there will be something
that
will be somehow real. Look at Chad.
Look at Chad.
He did it.
I never thought he'd have a good job. Hey, just teasing. We love OMG, Chad. You can follow him on omgcraft.com. Is that right, Chad?
Yeah, youtube.com/omgcraft is a great place to go.